The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Let's talk real estate, whether it's buying, selling, or anything in between. I'm grateful that you've taken a few minutes to join me. Grab your cup of coffee. I've just grabbed mine. And we'll chat about how to structure commissions in a real estate transaction to the best advantage of all concerned. First of all, I want to define the word commission this morning. Commission literally means to put together. And when you put a transaction together as a real estate agent, you earn a commission. Now, real estate agents charge a commission on the listing side, and then there's usually a commission that's offered out to whoever brings the buyer. And usually both sides of the transaction commission are paid for by the seller because they have the equity and capability of providing that payment. At this point in our real estate life, buyers do not pay their agent a commission for helping give them representation. It's again paid for by the seller of a property. Now, when I first started in real estate in 1987, I generally would ask for a 6% brokerage. Sometimes it was 7% commission, and sometimes it was a hair less than that. On land, I might have asked for a 10% commission because land prices were cheap and there was extra work and advertising that would go into it. But I was taught at the time that regardless of what I ask to be paid as a commission, that is really nobody else's standard. The commissions are determined by the agent that you hire and their broker and you as a home seller. So if you are looking to hire a real estate agent, you're thinking, I'm going to have to pay a certain amount of money. Yes, generally, there's a cost associated with the sale of real estate, and there's a certain commission that one broker would charge versus another one. But it's a question that you can ask, what is your commission for what you're going to do? If you haven't sold a house in a long time, you'll oftentimes rely on the judgment of others and the ethics and the reputation that a real estate agent has for providing excellent quality of service, an excellent quality of representation, negotiation capability, preparation guidance, and so on. That relationship with the agent and the cost that you're going to pay them, you may pay them more than you might pay somebody else for a higher quality of service or for a better fiduciary relationship. It's really up to you what's important to you. Some home sellers think more like an auction-like philosophy that, well, it doesn't matter who I hire, we're just going to put it on the market and see what happens. Others will say, it really matters to me the quality of the presentation for my luxury home or how well you're going to disseminate information. How many websites do you use? So coming up with a list of questions for you as a homeowner to ask a real estate agent to better understand why they're charging the commission that they're asking for and getting a better sense of the value for the commission that you're paying agrees with my overall philosophy in life, which is one that I've heard through years of practice and best said by Warren Buffett, that the price is what you pay, but the value is what you get. Let me explain that when you are choosing your real estate agent and you're deciding on who you're going to hire and why you're going to hire them, you need to have some structure in the process of deciding who your agent's going to be. You may have a sense of, I could trust any one of three people, and therefore I'm willing to consider all three because I trust that they'll do a good job. But let me see what the differences are between the three of them, not just in commission charged, but also in the services that they offer and how well they tell the story. And so in a booklet that I wrote called The Market Ready Guide, it's a free publication that I offer out on the show here for nothing. It's absolutely free. I can mail it to you, or you can download it on my website at ericstewartgroup.com. I created 10 key questions to ask a realtor before you hire one. It's really a good place for you to start in your process because these 10 questions, if you haven't sold a home in a long time, they will bring you into the world of real estate where things are right now. We're not talking about 25 or 30 years ago pre-internet. We're not talking about 20 years ago post the dot-com boom. We're talking about 2020 with all the technology that's available with the analytics, communication tools, and so on. It's good for you to know what you're going to, quote, buy from a real estate agent to give you the representation that you are really looking for. So get a copy of that. Request a copy of it today. There's a lot of other great information in the guide, including timing as well. But the guide, call me if you want a copy at toll-free, 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. Request a copy and just leave your name and your address and email address as well, and we'll follow up to make sure you've received it. If you prefer, go to ericstewartgroup.com and request in our resources section a copy of the Market Ready Guide. Or if you're a downsizing senior, we have one called the Downsizing or Right Sizing Guide that will give you insight on how to get through the things you own that you need to get rid of, right? Got a few of those? We all have stuff like that. We all have things that we think, why the heck did I buy that? I used it twice and now it's sitting in the garage on a shelf, you know, and it's sitting there because of the what if syndrome. You know what that is? What if I need it? I'll have it then. You ever have stuff like that? It's like, you ever get magazine subscriptions that sit in a pile on the floor in your restroom or in the living room until you need paper for burning? And oftentimes you don't read them. And why do we keep them? Because of that implied commitment. Well, I bought it. I should read it. You know, it's funny, but I mean, it's not really that funny, but it's really more of a reflection of our life that sometimes we'll get these magazines, we'll look and see, well, what's worth saving here? Go through, look at the magazine without reading it, and then identify an article. Well, that looks like it'd be worth, I'm going to just save the article out, throw the magazine away so I can save space. Now you've got an article, which you may take the time to tear out, cut out, staple, and stick in a pile until you have a pile of articles. My point is this. Things are best dealt with in the day you receive them. This was the philosophy my grandfather had. When he got a bill, he'd sit down at his desk, and the day he received the bill, he'd open the bill, pull out his checkbook, write a check, put it in the envelope, and then drop it in the mail. These days, you get those bills in your inbox. If you're online doing it, you go to your website, you click pay because you've already loaded in the account number and other information and your bill pay on whatever bank you're with, and you pay them. If you're thinking about buying something, it's good to sleep on it overnight. If you're going to make a decision on which real estate agent you're going to hire, it's good to have good questions to ask yourself to make a clear-headed decision before you hire somebody. And I say this as a consumer as much as a guiding hand in your life as a real estate agent. I oftentimes will work with the same person over and over once I've developed a trusting and good relationship with them. But the nature of technology continues to shift the landscape of what makes a good real estate agent a great real estate agent beyond their fiduciary sense, their business understanding, and the history of their skills. They need to keep up to date with modern technology. These are some of the things and the questions that you can get in the Market Ready Guide, which again is free. So just call me now and I'll send it to you. 1-800-900-9104. So I also think about timing a lot. And last week we had our timing webinar where I talk about how timing trumps condition. And if you missed that webinar, it is so worthwhile because we're not at the season yet. It's going to be next year before we hit the sweet spot again where timing trumps condition. I would encourage you to go on my website at ericstewartgroup.com on the front page and just register for one of my upcoming webinars, whether it's timing, pricing, condition, or my general one on selling your home for top dollar. We have a regular webinar schedule, and we use these webinars as a way of training and teaching our clients and prospective clients on how to think and approach the market. The Market Ready Guide that I just told you to call me on is a tool that has those questions in that we don't cover in those webinars. So it's not information you're going to get through the webinars. So that's why I would say get the guide. I do cover timing in there. I do cover what investments you can make in order to get the best return. My philosophy is put a dollar in to get $2 back, otherwise not spend the money. Okay, so call me now, 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, and leave a message, and we'll mail you a copy of the Market Ready Guide for your review. It's a hard copy. It's color. It's quite good. It's very tight. I've rewritten it about 10 times. And then if you would prefer, go online at ericstewartgroup.com. Getting ready to sell. This is a great time to get that information.
Well, it's that time for a bit of the Beacon newspaper. Stuart is out today celebrating Rosh Hashanah, but we pre-recorded the following segment. Stuart, what do you have this month in the Beacon newspaper?
Well, you know, there have been a lot of scams lately just proliferating while people are stuck at home. And also with this Beirut explosion, there's a lot of fundraising for the people who were injured and such in that terrible incident. So what you need to do to make sure you're not being suckered into these scams, check out the sites that are contacting you, the people who are contacting you. Charity Navigator and the Better Business Bureau has a Wise Giving Alliance. These are both sources where you can go and check the validity of a proposed charity. Something also called GuideStar, which the article talks about, which you'll take a look at. Also, the Better Business Bureau has something called a scam tracker. You type in charity in their website in the search bar, and then it'll see an index of scams by zip code. So you can see what's really being done in your particular neck of the woods. Also, don't ever click on links sent to you via email or in social media. If someone's talking about a valid charity, you can go to that charity's website and give it that way. That's a much safer way to do it.
Thanks, Stuart, as always, and I hope you have a happy holiday with your family. So we'll be back in just a minute with the Senior Solutions segment of our show, and I want to talk with you today about the three questions you can ask yourself about any one item in your home and then know how to get rid of it. Find out right after this.